Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Blog Talk. Oh, damn. Okay. Strike two. I'm in the Sand City, y'all. This is your boy, Cash, sitting as usual. And technical difficulties are at an all-time high tonight. So if anybody on, just bear with me. We got a lot of technical difficulties going on. So on that note, I just got to listen to me blabber for a minute. Like I said, welcome to Sand City Radio. This is your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. You know what I'm saying? We do this every Tuesday, every Wednesday. We get on, we get it popping, we do what we do. We have a little fun, and that's what we're going to do tonight. I see my girl, Lickstow, on now. I'm trying to get you in, Lickstow. We having serious motherfucking
technical difficulty. I heard.
Yes. Man, we going through it tonight. I mean, ain't nothing. I'm trying to withhold the next payment because this just ain't right. So how you doing tonight?
I'm fine, man. Ain't shit finna stop this show, okay? You hear what I'm saying? Ain't shit finna stop this show.
Oh, no. You know how we do.
So, yes, I do.
Check this out, y'all. Well, since it's just me and you right now, I want to know about dedication. This is my question for tonight. Dedication. I went back and I listened to last night's show. And all right, so dedication is on my mind. And I had a partner. I just got, was finished talking to him not too long ago. And this dude just did 5 years. 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out to my dog. I told him I wasn't going to say his name, but shout out to my dog. He just did 5 years locked up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, he coming to me and he telling me, like, shit, old girl kind of tripping on him. You know? She tripping on him. She like, okay, motherfucker. You know, she say, I held you down. I held you down for 5 years.
Okay.
You know. Now, all right, let me ask you something.
Okay.
What is your definition? I mean, if you was to hold somebody down while he was locked up, is your definition to hold you down?
My definition of holding him down.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I really don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't know a whole lot about, dealing with somebody who's locked up. But if I had to say it, I would say, you visit as often as possible. You write if you can't visit. You put money on their commissary. You put money on their books. And we all got needs. But, that's just that, So if you are, getting your needs met, then whoever is doing that knows that that's all it is, As soon as my baby get home, this is a wrap, I'm just dealing with you because I got needs and you got needs too. Dedicated is just that. That means shit. No matter what happens or how long he's away, I'm his. And that's that. And shit.
Okay. So now, all right, well, and I respect that answer. But now let me ask you this. I come home, I know I need to get a job, but now I'm a felon.
Okay.
So now my jobs ain't coming that easy. It's hard enough for a black man, period. So
yeah.
Let alone a felon. Now you know I'm a felon, so I'm not finna get the gravy job. Not finna get.
Right.
Do you deal with me? Do you Do you pressure me? What do you do? Wait a minute before you answer that question, though. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Hey. Man, technical difficulties like a motherfucker up in here. So if you was on here, I'm honestly and truly not getting up. I was doing it off my phone. So if you was on here and you pressed one and I didn't see you, trust me, I'm just not getting up. But now my question is, I don't know if you heard the question, but dedication. I was talking to my guy today, and he just got out and did a five-year bid. And, you know, his girl is on him. Like, you got to get a job, this, that, and the other. But now, my thing is, you know, coming out the gate, motherfuckers ain't finna be rushing to my resume. I'm pretty much the last motherfucker on the list. So, I mean, do you keep your patience with me, or do you be like, fuck you?
I mean, is she still his girlfriend, or is she just helping him out, but they no longer together?
No, they like, fuck it. We finna make our family.
You know, I think it's like, okay, if there's no way on earth that I'm going to, quote, unquote, hold you down while you're in prison and then dog you out when you get out. I mean, if you're asking me what dedication is, then dedication means, like you said, I know that work ain't coming to you easily. So, shit, why would I, you know what I'm saying? If I was going to dog you out, then I should have dogged you out the day you got locked up. I should have said, okay, that's it. You're doing 5 years. I'm not fucking with you no more. You don't be there for somebody for 5 years while they're away and then dog them out when they come home. You know, it's like you wasted both of y'all time. He could have been, you know what I'm saying? Well, he didn't have nothing but time, but you know what I mean? He could have been like, all right, well, fuck her from the giddy-up, if that was the case. So now that he's home, yeah, I'm going to be patient with you, because otherwise I wasted 5 years of my life holding you down and paying your this and paying your that and visiting you and all this other shit. So, I mean, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, all right.
If you don't be dedicated, that's the definition of dedication to me.
All right, and I understand that. Now, Janine, I've heard you many a time say, if your ass go to jail, you're on your own.
Yes, you did.
But now let's just hypothetically speak.
Okay, well, this hypothetical question is, let's say I do hold you down. If I do hold you down, then, of course, I'm not going to. If I didn't be all that these 5 years and all of a sudden you come home, that would be crazy on my part to not help you get established.
Right.
And, I mean, I would be silly to think that, you know, they just going to be throwing jobs at you and things like that when you first get out.
Okay.
It's
mean,
not
going
to happen like that.
But so, I mean, like I said, if you decide to say, I'm going to hold you down, you're not going to be like, okay, motherfucker, you about to have a job by next week.
No. I mean, to me, that lets you know she really wasn't. I mean, anybody could send somebody some money, okay, while they in prison. I mean, is that what y'all considering holding down? Or to me, holding somebody down is you actually waiting for that person to get out. You still consider that person your girlfriend, whatever, while you in there, not while you've been in prison. She's been doing whatever. She done had all type of, you know, she done moved on with her life. And now when you come home, you a burden. Even, you know, I don't know what y'all consider holding down. I guess that's the question.
And that's why I'm asking, and I just, before you got on, I asked, let's start, what is the definition? Because now me personally, and you hit on that yesterday. You hit on that, I don't know if it was yesterday or last week, but I remember you saying that, okay, you know, the relationship thing is like people going to do what they're going to do, you know. And, I mean, if I'm gone for 5 years, I don't expect you to sit there and be like, okay, you know. I mean, my thing is, if you give me 5 years, if I'm sitting in front of the judge and he said, you finna do 5 years, you know, I may look at you like, I might look back at you like, hey, man, you know, write me sometime, you know, because I know in 5 years, everything is finna change. Hell, you lucky if a motherfucker can stay a year. You know what I'm saying? Now, and, you know, I'm not going to even look at you like, you know, hey.
Wait for me.
Motherfucker, you better wait for me. You know what I'm saying? My worst case scenario is like, damn, I probably look at you like, hey, man, write, you know what I'm saying, write me sometime. You know, I love, especially if I was in love with you. If we was in love, man, write me sometime. You know, just, you know, letting that motherfucker know you're thinking about him sometime. You know, other than that, I'm not finna be like, you better hold me down, this, that, and other. I've never been to prison, so I don't know. I don't know the situation as far as how the money goes and all that. I may, hey, you got $20 put on my books. But then I know at some point that's going to even run out. You know, especially if you find somebody. You know, because, hell, if you found me and I'm like, well, what you doing? Well, I need to put $20 on his books. Bitch, you done lost your mind. You ain't putting $20 on shit.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So what happens? I mean, okay, yeah, you may not. Maybe you moved on and you met somebody, and maybe you was with that somebody for 2 years or so, but maybe that relationship just didn't work out. But really, you didn't move on from that person that's in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I mean, yeah, that might be your child's father. That could be, you know, you of course you're going to always care for that person, and you want to make sure they're okay. So, to me, it's not the same as holding down, actually waiting for them to get out. To me, that's, okay, I care about you, you know, you're getting out of jail. You know, but we're not really together. You here because the kids want you here, or, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be nice and help you get on your feet.
But
you know,
like
what I'm saying?
Said,
but really, I'm not going to do this for long.
That's not
exactly,
dedication
that's not
dedication.
Exactly.
Right. And my thing is, okay, now, and we don't hear about it too often, but it does happen. What about the women? You know what I'm saying? Let's just say me and you together, ride or die, you know what I'm saying? And you call the case. You call the case on some bullshit. Now, I'm your dude, you know what I'm saying? But they done gave you 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You expect me to be faithful for 5 years?
No, I wouldn't even expect you to wait for me. I mean, everything's gonna change. I mean, when somebody get out of jail, you didn't have to change your ways to survive in jail, first of all. You know what I'm saying? You may have become a different person. And then while you out, hell, life has just moved on. A lot of things may have changed in life in general. So, I mean, even if we get out and we say, hey, you know, we want to try to make it work, we have to get to know each other all over again. It's not just we picking up from where we left off.
But now that all depends on your level of dedication, I think, because if you went to visit this man or he came to visit you and there was constant communication between, you know what I'm saying, between the both of you over those 5 years, then you never really lost touch other than physically. So, I mean, that's dedication.
Yes, to me, that's
dedication.
That's holding somebody down.
Right.
If I'm coming up to visit you every week, and you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing you the kids.
Maybe it's once a month.
Stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Every week.
Yeah.
It depends on where you are, you know.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hold on. I got to put a PSA out there. I don't plan on it. But if Kaz ever go to, every motherfucker from Sin City better come call, right, or do something. Right? Call. Hey, y'all better send me a letter or something. Goddamn, because I done put up with you motherfuckers for 4 years. Going on fire. Y'all motherfuckers better write me and tell me something. Hey, man, we miss you. Wish you was out. Here go a picture of a titty. Hey, something. Shit. Y'all better send something.
I don't know if my new man, let me.
Man, fuck your new man, shit. You better send me something, goddammit. Man, motherfucker, I'm in jail. Motherfucker better send me
something. And that's
something.
What I'm saying. Oh, but you can do that. So if somebody else, y'all just be, oh my God.
No, I'm not, because see, if you went to jail, if you was my old lady and you went to jail, shit, I'll make sure I find a CEO that can get you a phone. I'm going to send you some dick pics. There you go, girl. Look at that. Just how you like it.
I'm just saying. So if I had a guy in jail and I met you, you wouldn't want me sending on titty pics to somebody?
I'm just saying. Now,
if you dedicated to him, then that other nigga never know. He'll never motherfucking know. I'm dedicated.
No, if you dedicated, you already let this nigga know, hey, this my man,
exactly.
He in jail, but,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying, we gonna fuck around, but, hey, you know, when he needed,
and you wouldn't care nothing about that.
No, Kaz is a different breed. He didn't already
Exactly. So even if I told you, I got a man in jail, blah, 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 if me and you been dating, okay, now I haven't got serious, it's been 2 years. You're going to be like, fuck that nigga in jail. Don't you even call that motherfucker no more.
Hold on. This is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna steal your phone, and I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of me and you fucking. And here you go. Hey, bro, look at this. No. She'll get back with you. She look busy right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this Jody? Is this Jody the cat? I told you to get a block on the phone with your black ass. Hey, well, fuck him. No, I'm just saying that dedication is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And, all right.
I can't be dedicated.
Everybody, a lot of motherfuckers can't. You know what I'm saying? That's the real. A lot of people can't get dedicated to that. You know, a lot of people can't hold. I don't know.
You know,
I could sit here on this show right now and say, yeah, I'm gonna hold you down. But I'm not. I know me. I'm gonna fuck something. I'm gonna fuck something.
But to me, it doesn't have anything to do with that. To me, as a woman, and you want me to hold you down, and I'm looking at this from my point of view as a woman, because, you know, I've been through that situation. You know, my son's father went to jail, and, you know, time after time, we tried to help build each other up. He just kept falling back down, falling into the same shit. So I felt like you did what you did to cause you to be in prison for 60 years. You know what I mean? You left when your son was 2 years old. And then for me to say, oh, I'm going to hold you down, even if it wasn't 60 years, say it was 5 or 10 years, to say I'm going to hold you down while I'm out here by myself. See, because I still got to live. I still got to struggle. I still have to take care of the kids. I still have to feed them. And I'm not saying jail is no, you know, resort. But, shit, you ain't got to do shit. You sit in there. Hell, you getting fed. It may not be a lot, but, shit, you getting fed. You got fucking cable TV, a TV that you got a cell phone. You ain't
got
to pay no rent, no bills.
Wait a minute.
He got to stay alive.
He got to keep a motherfucker from fucking him. You gotta keep motherfuckers from singing.
I'm not saying that, but he don't have to do all the stuff that we have to do out here. What I'm saying is,
now,
he ain't getting up every day to go to work.
But you know, you can't say that. Yes, he is.
No, hold on.
We got a new caller.
Ladies.
Mm-hmm. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, it's Marlon.
Marlon, what's happening, brother?
Amen.
It's not the same, but it's, you know, it's different circumstances. But yes, he does have to do all of that. Because
he doesn't. I'll talk to him. He got fired from the little job he did have. You get fired from a prison job. You done got fired from the prison job because you stealing potatoes and shit trying to make look at moonshine.
You trying to make hoops. You trying to make hoops.
And then can't even do that shit right because he kept getting busted. So my thing is, you know, he ends up in solitary and shit like that. I'm not saying it's not hard. But see, all he has to think about is himself. That's the difference. I can't think about myself. I'm out here with me and my kids. I have other people that I have to live for and do things for and help survive.
Okay.
All he has to do is think about himself.
But you don't think that he's, you know, while he's in there, you don't think that he's thinking about you and trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, how to help him.
All right, now, hold on, Luke. So I got to ask you. Now, my thing is this. Now, I was one of those kids who, like I tell everybody, my biological, you know, I was one of those kids, my biological went to prison. You know what I'm saying? He went to prison while I was a teenager. And it was like, okay, you know, it's like my question to him, and I wish I would have asked him this. Man, did you even think about me when you was doing the shit that you was doing?
That's my point. That was one of my points.
You know, I mean, you went to jail for a murder. Did you think about me before you even went to jail? Did you think about me, my sister, my other sister, and all these other kids you had? Did you think about us before you went to jail? You know what I'm saying? I'm at a time, and you knew, and I'm just going to keep it real. You went to prison when you knew I needed you most. You knew you know, I went through an ordeal, not to try to go into my personal life, but I went through an ordeal. And it was like, dude, I needed you at that point in time, and you left me. You left me because, and my thing is this, you were selfish. And this is maybe this is just my belief and my belief only, because I felt like, okay, I'm not no angel. I tell everybody from the jump, I'm not no angel. I done did my fair share of dirt. Anybody that know me from the past, they know that, yeah, I did my fair share of dirt. I wasn't the worst motherfucker in the world, but I wasn't an angel. But once my kids was born, it was like, okay, and I'm going to tell everybody, not like I said, once again, not to put my business to that point, and I'm not, but I did some shit that I knew I was going to be in trouble for. And I asked God, I said, if I get out of this, I promise I will turn my life around. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see my kids. I want to see my, and I only had one kid at the time, and I said, I want to see my daughter grow. And I guess he said, okay, you little dumb bastard, I'm going to spare you this time. I'm going to spare you this time, you know, and he did. He spared me, and I stopped. I stopped everything I was doing, you know, and it was only because I wanted to see my daughter. If my daughter, and I truly believe that if my daughter wasn't here, I'd probably be in prison. I'd probably be sitting right next to my partner, you know, because, you know, at that point, I had something to live for. I mean, it was like, fuck it, you know, I ain't got shit to live for.
maybe it depends on the crime. Because if this killer be killed, then, yeah, I'm thinking about you. It's either him or me, you know what I'm saying? So I had to do some dumb shit.
Well,
at least I'm still alive.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. In my father's situation, it wasn't a kill or be killed situation. It wasn't. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and say that, no, he did some dumb shit. He did some shit because he felt like, okay, this is what he wanted to do. Okay, I'm a gangster. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you was well off into your 30s. So in order, you know, at some point, you supposed to grow the fuck up, but you didn't. You want to, you know, I tell everybody, I make no bones about it. Shit, my first joint, I ain't smoking with my friends. I smoked it with my daddy. My first drink, I didn't drink it with the homeboy. I drank it with my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I didn't bought work from my daddy. You know what I'm saying? This is just me. This is what I did. Hey, this what you want. I mean, man, this motherfucker be sitting in the motherfucking kitchen arguing like I'm arguing with the regular dope man. Hey, nigga, nah, man, you ain't finna short me today. Nah, motherfucker. You know what? I'm trying to short him. Hey, man, hold on. I'll bring you the rest back. Nah, nigga, you gonna bring my... Nah, nigga, you finna bring me interest. I mean, this is being his argument. You know? But at the time, I thought this was the coolest motherfucker in the world. Nigga, I got a gangster for a daddy. But when you get older and you have kids, it's like, man, dude, what the fuck was you teaching me? You know, you taught me how to be a motherfucking thug. But I had somebody to tell me that, you know what, he taught you the only way he knew. He taught me the only way he knew. For a long time I held a grudge, but I don't hold that grudge no more. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way I look at it. You taught me the way you knew. But damn, you know? And me growing, but now on the flip side of that, it's like, okay, if I grew up learning this, but I was smart enough to say, okay, I'm not going to raise mine the way you raised me. So, I mean, I just feel like at some point in time, we got to break the cycle.
It's the old adage where you're either going to conform or you're going to just break off, you know. It's like family ties, something that's not hereditary, but if your pops was taught that way and you just conform to it and, you know, instead of breaking off, and then he was just teaching you the only thing he knew and you decided, like, hell, man, I'm going to do a little bit of it, but after a while, this shit don't make no sense, you know. I got to learn and grow from this. It got to be something better than this, you know.
Right, and I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be the first to admit, when it comes to me and my dad, I have a lot of mixed emotions. I mean, some days I love to death, some days I hate him. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, okay, this is the way I feel. I'm not going to say that every day I hate him. Because I don't hate them every day. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of things you told me, you showed me, you taught me how to survive. I mean, growing up in the projects was kind of rough, you know? So, shit, you taught me how to survive. But, man, you know, I didn't sit there and listen. Well, my mother, like, on the phone, like, well, he did this, he did that. And he like, all right, well, I'm finna come get him. And shit, he come pick me up. I already knew it was a drink in the car. And I'm gonna tell you, he come to me like, "All right, nigga, you know you can't be doing that shit in front of your mama, man. She gonna be tripping. Now she want me to say something to you." Now this is his conversation. She want me to say something to you. This motherfucker ain't looking at me like, "All right, motherfucker, I'm finna get in your ass." This motherfucker looking at me and pass the drink. Hey, shit. Come on over here for the weekend. You got some work? Yeah. You bring it with you? Yeah. All right, well, you don't get shit off over here. Really? I mean, I'm sitting there like, okay, great. You know, cool. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, it's like, oh, you was teaching me just straight bullshit. But that's just life. I mean, life goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a good little boy. I don't do that stuff no more.
I want to ask Janine. I want to ask Janine, how long did you wait until your boyfriend or whoever was locked up? How long did you wait until you got another dude came around and, you know, had another relationship?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Baby, I waited till the court date.
His trial was over. After that, I was done. They was like guilty. I was like, God damn, send me. I went to his sentencing hearing. And that's what I'm saying. It wasn't no, oh, somebody tried to kill him and all this. It was a woman. She was on drugs. A woman died. So, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole story or whatever, what happened. But she died in our house with the kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, to me, I do hold a grudge. I hold a serious grudge about that. You know, one night I decided to go out with friends, and I ain't been out in a long time. So, you know, I just want to go out. He had never did anything toward the kids. You know, he was a great father. But this night, I really don't know what happened. But, you know, he got 60 years for that. And my thing is, my son, which is his only child, was 2 years old. So you didn't miss my son's entire life, as far as I'm concerned. You see what I mean? And so I hold that pain as a mother. Not for me, you know. I was going to survive. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to survive that type of person I am. Whether you with me or not, I'm going to survive. You know, I did it before. Yeah, it was hard, but I did it. My thing is, I hold that pain for my son not having a father.
Yeah.
And to have to grow up that way to know that his father murdered somebody. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we never really discussed it. I mean, he was 2 years old at the time. I'm sure he don't remember, my girls do. But my thing is, you know, he has this, I don't know what you call it. You know how when you haven't been around your father, but you have this image of who he is and what he's like and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he grew up with this false image of who he was. And of course, you try to, you know, guide them in the right way and things like that. And I mean, I just actually sent him to college, so he's at UK right now. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I had it worse. Having to do everything with
you
him,
did.
I just feel that way.
Yeah,
you did. Because my thing is this: like I said, I dealt with it. I mean, granted, you know, I had. I mean, he was out of prison for 16 years of my life, but now then it was like, okay, let's look at the actual facts. How much you wasn't an intricate part of my life. You know, you were there. You know, it was like, okay. And I'll be real with you. I seen him. When I seen him, because I used to go to my grandmama's house a lot. You know, and it's like, okay, everybody go to their mom's house. You know, and he'd look up and like, oh, what's up, son? Yeah, what's up? You know, it was like those early years, that's how I seen him. Now, when he seen that I took to the streets, Oh, okay. He a street nigga now. He's a street nigga now. Now he can hang with me. But beforehand, it was like, you know, I ain't really fucking with him. I ain't fucking with him, cause you know. And but then that motherfucker telling him like, man, your son out here carrying guns, he's selling drugs, he doing this, he doing that. Oh, now I'm his baby boy. Oh yeah, that's, now I'm his pride and joy. You know, and like I said, for a long time, I mean, the early years, I was like, oh, okay, my old man, you know. You know, when you're young and dumb, you think, you know, like, all right, that's cool. Then when I got older, I was so resentful towards it. But then when I got to my adult stage, you know, and I'm going to say my adult stage because, you know, in my 20s, I still was young and dumb. I'm not going to sit here and say I wasn't. I was. But now when I got to my adult stage, I understand things a little better, you know. And it was like, you know, it wasn't that he didn't love me. It was just the fact he taught me the only thing he knew. And then at the same time, why I had to be the one to break the cycle? Why you couldn't?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Janine, I understand what you're saying because, you know, even though we get taught this, you know, at some point in time, somebody got to be the bigger person. Somebody got to understand, okay, we know right from wrong, you know. And a lot of times we blame this shit on our upbringing, you know. And like I said, I had that mother that, man, my mother used to beat the shit out of me, trying to make me understand. But I wasn't trying to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, and all honesty, people tell me I'm cursed. People tell me I'm cursed all the time. You cursed because all you got is all daughters. No, I'm not cursed. I'm blessed because I'm not, and I will go on record on Sin City to say that if I had a voice, I don't know if I would have taught them. I don't know if I would have taught them the right thing. I don't know. I don't know. Because it was like, this is what you teach a boy. You know? And it was like, I don't know if I would have taught them right from wrong. You know? I don't know if I would have taught them the way I got taught. Or, I'm hoping that I wouldn't. But because I had daughters, it was like, okay, your daughters are your little princess. So you going to do, you know, you going to change, you know. No. I don't think, Marley, you got daughters, don't you?
Yeah, two of them.
Right. So, you know, it's like, okay, these are your princesses. You know, these are your heart. These are your, you know, these are your baby girls. So, no, you don't want to see them out there. So I think, and a lot of people tell me that that's a, you know, that's a curse. Nah, it wasn't a curse. It was a blessing. Because now it's like, okay, I get a chance to show somebody some love. And like I said, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I would have, maybe I wouldn't. I'm hoping that if I did have boys, I would have. Because I know me, like, just like I do my like I do my nephews, my little cousins, you know what I'm saying? Any little boys around me, I treat them rough. I'm not going to lie to you. I treat them rough. I roughhouse them. You know what? Motherfucker, you better not cry. You know, if I punch him right now, you know, I can punch him right now, and I'd be like, you better not cry. You know,
and
I got a grand.
And I'm the typical mother.
See, you the typical mom you talking about. Right? I'm hitting him. See, I got a grandson. I got a granddaughter. Granddaughter, hey, pawpaw, baby. Grandson, hey, boy, come out. You know, sit your, it's like, okay, I know I need that.
You're scaring the poor baby.
No, and no, I'm not. No, and that the crazy part is
you're scaring the poor.
No, listen to me. It's not that I'm scaring them because I look at them because I'll be like, hey, and he jumped back at me. You know, like, look, it kind of made me feel good because I'm like, okay, he going to be tough. He going to be tough. But at the same time, you know what? I was told this weekend. And I've been thinking about this since I heard it. It was like, okay, where's the sensitivity at? You know, where's the hugs? You know? And my thing is that I never got those hugs. I never got that sensitivity. So it was like, you know, damn. You know, it's like, that's a good question. Now, I'm not going to lie and say I'm going to hug the boy, because I probably won't. But, you know, I maybe need to. But it's just like, it was always distilled in me, don't hug no men, don't hug men.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody I've been around, you know, from my grandfather to my stepfather to my father, always been that man's man. You know, ain't no hugging, ain't no, okay. Then you get popped on the, even if you did good, you got popped in the back of your head. Good job, boy. All right, you did good. You know, you never got no hug. We'll never know what. A man hugging a man? Nah, nigga, you don't hug no man.
That's not a man. That's a baby.
I mean, it's a baby. On, it's a boy. I'm talking about kids. We ain't talking about no man. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to give you
I never got that even
that's
as
not a man.
Kid. I never got that as a kid. When I was a kid, there's never been that type of affection to me. It's never
but
been.
But what
no,
I'm saying
okay,
is.
I understand that, but you have daughters and you show it to them. So when you're talking about a baby, it's the same thing as when you're dealing with your daughters. That's a baby. Now, when he's a teenager, okay, then the hugs and shit can stop.
Exactly.
Or whatever, you
he
know?
Ain't going to want you hugging
right
him
now,
that's anyway. Girls, too. I'm just saying, these are still boys. You know, just because they're boys or young little boys don't mean they don't want no hug. That don't make them sensitive just
yeah,
because
but
they get hugs and affection.
All right, Marley. Marley,
somebody had to break the cycle, and it was you. So
I understand
it
that, but
goes
now,
both ways.
I understand that, but now, Marley, let me ask you: do you do the hugging thing, man?
You know, I did it to an extent because if I didn't get that either, you know, even though my dad was around my whole life, you know. He was born in Alabama, so he wasn't the most
a man's man. Right.
And you know, shit. By the time I was 4 or 5, I was out there working this, that, and that. You know, working the garden and doing all that shit. You know, and you know, hell, the way we show love, shit, hell, he would let me sip on his beer or some shit like that. That's how we
should. Right.
Show.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so I had to do that different with my son a little bit, you know, because I was like, well, I don't be as rough on him as my dad was with me. And, you know, I am on him now to a certain extent because I'm starting to see, you know, when you give your kid too much and you don't expect them to do nothing, they become complacent, you know, so he getting that little complacency a little bit because if I ain't buying him something, his mama buying him something, you know, I'm like, hey, I ain't get that. I have to work for my shit. Nigga, if you want it,
work.
You got to work for it. work, you know.
Right. You don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah, exactly, because that's how he was raised. Motherfucker, we didn't raise these pigs and these damn cows and shit, man. We didn't eat. So, okay.
I just feel like there should be a middle ground. I'm not saying you can't do parts of what you guys do as men, but I feel like there should be some type of middle ground. I don't feel like it should always be this toughness that the child has to show where they can't ever show their emotions. I mean,
right.
They have emotions just like girls' emotions.
And see, now you just said the magic word, girls' emotion. But now you're 110% right. But when you brought up like that, I mean, all you ever hear is, you know, it was like, man, I couldn't cry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd get punched, but you better not cry. You better not cry. So now I'm holding these tears in. I'm holding these tears in. As soon as one falls, you getting hit again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a punk now? You a punk now? Now, here's my thing. Now, here's how I kept them off me. I had to just bang back. It's like, you know, and that now when they know when they see that tear, I'm finna fight. Because it's like, you know, because I know if they see that tear and I don't do shit, I'm finna get hit again. So when that when I feel that tear come out my eye, I just start swinging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not in that. And as hard as I'm swinging for dear life. And you know what I'm hearing the whole time I'm swinging? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's, get tough, nigga. Get tough, nigga. So now I always associated tears with violence. So it's like, you make me cry, I'm finna hurt you. And it's like, you know, it's just like, that was just it. If tears come out my eyes, I'm about to hurt you.
And that's why I think
You said what now?
And that's why I think some especially boys, they gravitate to those violent sports. Even basketball can be violent, you know, if you play street ball, you know.
Oh, shit. Motherfucker, and wasn't no foul in the projects. Only time you call foul is when you was going up for a dunk. Now, if you was going up for a dunk and the nigga cut your legs, then, yeah, you get that foul. But, shit, just talking about getting checked, nigga, you, man, foul. Get your bitch ass off the court. And I mean, motherfuckers on your team will tell you, man, get your bitch ass off the court. Fuck you. Man, foul that nigga back. He foul you, you better foul him back. That's just the way it was. I mean, now if you got hit, literally got hit in the eye, you know, you might get that foul. But man, you talking about body-to-body contact? Man, you better not call no foul.
And it got to be, like Janine said in the store, it got to be a middle ground because...
It do. And like I said, I heard that, and, you know, it was like, damn, at some point, you know, we never had, Marley, what you telling me, shit, me nor you never had that middle ground. It was always, get your ass up, do what you got to do, motherfucker, and I don't want to hear no shit.
Yep.
Well, I'm a girl, and I didn't have it either. But what I'm saying is that doesn't mean we don't yearn for that. There's a part of us, and that's why we become how we become as adults, because there's always that part of us that wanted that affection, that wanted those hugs.
Yeah.
But what happens when you push it so far down inside you that it's hard to bring it back.
Because that's not good either.
I'm not saying it is. Because, like I said, I'll be honest. Like, my kids are, man, my daughters are rough. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I got two that's affectionate. And I got two that them motherfuckers, oh, my God, it's like...
So you ain't never hugged, they ain't never wanted hugs or nothing like that?
Let me tell you, that oldest one,
mm-hmm.
Man, I think, I'm not going to lie, she was my first born and she was a daughter, but shit, I don't even think she knew what a dress was, so she was like five. Because if it was up to me, shit, we got Jordans and jeans on. Now, my second daughter, she was the one that liked it, you know, I give her a hug, give her a kiss. Then she started looking at her big sister like, why you all kissing daddy? You know, why you all hugging daddy? you something wrong with you. So now she started trying to mimic her big sister, like, okay, I don't want the hugs and kisses no more. Now my two youngest, those are the ones that they're more prone to the affection. But them two oldest ones of mine, shit. Like I say, that I got a 17-year-old. That motherfucker walk around with a hoodie all day. Hoodie and a mean mug. That motherfucker walk around. I'm literally like hoodie, mean mug, and you know, she's a thick girl. She's not no little girl. She's a thick girl. So, and she knows her weight and she knows her power. So, like I said, that's the one that broke the teacher's nose. You know, so, I mean, think about it. She a female and she broke a man's nose. So, this motherfucker thinks she's Iron Mike Tyson now. You know, and it just last week, I'm like, you know what, baby? You know, like school finna start, let me go buy your shoes. But I'm like, hey, you know, I'm trying to get her to go to the more feminine side. I want Jordans. I want my Jordans. Really? Like, well, and I'm looking at her like, but these shoes look cute on you. I want my Jordans. Dude, when we was walking out her door, I went to pick her up. We walking out the door. I'm looking. I'm like, what the hell is that in your hand? My hoodie. I tell her, put that motherfucking hoodie back down. What? It's 80 degrees outside. Where are you going with a hoodie? So, I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I guess today's show is all up. You say what?
Because you know you've seen the boys that's been raised by, you know, the single mom, and you know, ain't never have no other kind of man element around them. You know, I mean, not all of them, but I see a bunch of them. They can't get their mom's titty out their mouth. They can't do nothing. Well, they mama doing something for them. I'm like, man, that's what pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, you can't do shit on your own. Mama, motherfucker, you 30-some damn years old. The first thing you think about is, oh, I'll ever call mom and get... I'm like, man, this don't make no damn sense. And I know a few of them like that. Just like, man, get your mama's titty out your mouth. You's a grown-ass man. And you can't.
But now, you got some of these mamas that baby the shit out of them, and my mama's one of them. I will tell you, like I said, I tell the truth tonight. My mother babies up until probably this year, my mother babied the shit out of my baby brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he's what, 31, and she babied the shit out of him. Hell, I know some women that still. I mean. Now, me personally, shit, by the time I was 7, 8, you better go in there and fix your damn plate.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, okay, so and I'm like, all right, so, you know, and I used to always be like, man, I can't wait to get older. Man, my girlfriend's going to fix my plate. I ain't never fixing no plate. Because, you know, I see her fixing my stepdad plate, but then I'm like, well, what my plate? You better get your ass in and fix your plate.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, then it's like,
ever,
so.
Did you ever think that because she watched you grow up so rough to where she was like, I don't want another one of them rough-ass boys. That's why she babied him. Because she didn't want the same thing she's seen from you. Like, this nigga is rough. You know, and it's due to this or that and the other, and I don't want this one to be that rough. He needs to know some sort of sensitivity. Now, there's a such thing as taking it too far, but I mean, you got to think at some point that's probably why. She didn't need two of you.
Don't be acting like I'm no bad motherfucker.
Jeez, this is just based on shit that you've been saying. You know what I'm saying? If I had to guess, like if I had to picture you, motherfucker, you the whole
shit all the time. Like, there's no Bruce Banner. You just all, you just green all the time. This just green big motherfucker. You know, there's no soft side to you. And that's just based on shit that you're saying.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You don't want two running around the house. I need, motherfucking, I need this one to not be the Hulk.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. I never thought about it that way, but, god damn, that motherfucker get on my nerves. You know, but then I also know some people that, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm 6 or 7, shit, now I'm fixing my own plate. Motherfucker 14, 15 still getting their motherfucking steak cut for them.
Exactly.
Damn right. And I'm going to cut my day pancakes up and everything. And
well,
I'm going to put the syrup on the pancakes, and I'm going to cut their steak up and ask and do they want some fucking A1 sauce.
Right. This is what I'm saying. That you see what I'm saying. Now, see, now, if I'm sitting there at her house, and she cutting her son's steak up, and this motherfucker 14, 15, what the fuck are you doing? Nigga, now, I feel like I'm finna intervene. Now, nigga, you better cut your motherfucking steak up.
Yo,
you ain't no fucking baby. Get your punk ass up, cut that steak up, nigga. Fuck wrong with
that's
you?
That's the first official fight we gonna have.
Exactly. You better not cut that motherfucker pancakes up.
Look, if I see him look at you like, what? Shit, I want my pancakes cut.
Man, see, I couldn't do that, dog. See, it's like, we sitting there.
My 18-year-old, like I said, my 18-year-old, hell, to you now. If they wanted it cut up, I cut it up. I asked her which one you want on your rice. You want the butter or the sugar, salt and pepper or the sugar.
That right there. Motherfucker, you'll get your punk ass up, nigga. That he's going to get punched. Because if I'm sitting right there and my ain't no sugar on my rice, nigga, your rice going to be on the ground. Nigga, you'll get your punk ass up and go cut there and put some sugar on your motherfucking rice. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Come on now, Marley, is it just me?
No, it ain't just you. I be doing the same way. I'm like, shit, you must be out your damn mind.
It's not like I wouldn't do y'all the same way.
I would do the man
the same way.
And you supposed to. I'm the one putting that up. I'm putting that horse up in you. Shit, you supposed to get that. I'm supposed to get that treatment. Shit, I'm like
problem.
Baby boy.
That is your problem.
You know what? Fuck Jody. Jody better sit his ass down. Jody better sit his ass down. If Jody go get just what Melvin gave him, a punch to the motherfucking mouth. All right, Jody, you better sit your little ass down.
Oh, man.
Okay. Liquor store, you got a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I do.
Do you cut his meat up, too?
Not anymore.
You said what?
Not anymore. I put the knife and fork on his plate, but I won't cut it up anymore. I used to.
You put the knife and fork on his plate?
I give him the tools that he needs to do it himself.
How old is this boy again?
He's 16.
Marley, 16.
Like I told him the other day, you know what? It's so funny that you bring this up because the other day I was fixing my plate and he thought that I was fixing him a plate. And I was like, I fix your plate when I feel like it. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like fixing your plate, I will, but this wasn't one of them times. But I still give him the tools he needs. I mean, shit.
Man, look here. At 16, your portion is saved up in there. All right? Say you, 'cause, I mean, at 16, I was in the street. At 16, I was in them streets. Now, my mother like, all right, say your brother's a fool. Now, when I walked in, and if I didn't come in at a, you know, at eating time hours, motherfucker, you better go in the refrigerator and get your shit and heat that shit up.
Exactly.
Motherfucker, that we saved you some, but I'd be goddamn if I, oh, you hungry? Yeah.
I could just say if it's something that I feel is what I call grown-up food. You know what I'm saying? If I'm fixing steak,
bro, that nigga's 16.
Like that.
Hold
that
on, boy's
16. Hear me out. Hear
man.
Me out. Hear me
crazy.
Out. I have in my house what is grown-up food and what is kids' food. Okay, so if I'm fixing, you know, sloppy joes and fries, or, you know, if I'm making chili dogs or some shit like that, that's kid food. But if I'm fixing steaks and shrimp scampis and crab legs, that's what I call grown-up food. Those are the plates that I fix, because I don't want your ass going in there getting no grown man portion of, you know what I'm saying, the grown-up food. Now, because I know that crab legs are difficult, so I put the scissors on the plate. I'm not going to take the meat out the shell for him, but I put the scissors on the plate. He need it. You know what I'm saying? How else you going to get it out the goddamn shell?
But I'm up for 16. He ain't figured out. I'm quite sure at 16, this ain't his first time eating crab legs.
No, it's not.
Probably,
but like I said, I ain't doing it for him.
Marley, these motherfuckers, remember that cartoon with Chili Willy? More patty cakes?
Yeah.
Patty cakes. More sir? Yes, more sir. More butter? Yes, more butter. Man, you better get that. What do you say? Well, you ain't going to get it. You better get the fuck out of here.
I stopped that, too. I stopped giving them choices about what they want, and it's now, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fuck I fix is what I'm going to, you know, is what you get or nothing.
Wait. You said stop giving them choices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me go to my man Marley. Marley, when the fuck did we ever have a choice of what the fuck we was going to eat?
Well, I don't want a hawk running around my house, nigga.
Not a one.
I don't want
some
motherfucking hawk running around my house. Oh, shit.
Man. So yeah. What you want today? Man, I wish I would walk in that motherfucker. She done literally sat there and cooked. And I'm finna go in there I'm finna make me a polar sausage. Nigga, if you put your motherfucking hands on another one of them polar sausages and I didn't cook, you better eat what the fuck I just cooked.
No, I didn't go that far. No, I'm talking about prior to cooking. Like, I do give them a choice. Like, when it's their birthdays and shit, I do give them their choice of what they want. I ask all three of us. All three of my babies. For their birthdays, that's
their birthdays meat. Don't count. Birthdays don't count. Hell, I got a pizza on my birthday. Shit. Birthdays don't count.
If they don't want pizza for their birthdays, then that's not what they're going to get. Like, you know, my daughter, her thing, she loves taco salad. So if it's her turn to choose, everybody got to eat taco salad. Well, my son, I make him what I call burgers as big as your head. So he usually, you know what I'm saying, that's what he wants. So everybody has to have that on his day. Well, my baby boy, you know, my baby boy likes chicken nuggets. So if that's what he wants, then everybody got to have chicken nuggets. But I stopped giving them
I used to terrorize my sister. My sister was afraid to death of me. Well, whatever I wanted, and what the hell I wanted, I wish she would tell me she wants some taco salad, and I'm going to eat it today. You're going to get your ass.
You know what? All my kids, their birthdays are all the same week in June. So they're closer than, you know what I'm saying? There's 5 years between each of my kids there. You know what I'm saying? 5 years between the first and the second. And 5 years between the second and the third. So, but they're all the same week. So,
Marley, so you know, liquor stores not to get fucked in October.
It's very fertile.
Right.
And that's real talk. I am literally like, I got the crosses up in October. Stay away from me. Well, not anymore because my tools are tied, but.
No, yeah.
I'm still tripping on Janine. Did you hear how she jumped in? That's right. I cut the steak up. I cut the pancake.
Uh-huh.
I used to. I stopped, though. I'm with you.
Let me ask y'all this. How tall are y'all kids? How tall are your kids?
And if you tell me one of them 6 feet tall, I'm going to bust you right
My 18-year-old is 6'1".
I'm 5'1".
And my 14-year-old is about 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'1", and my oldest, he's got to be maybe 5'2.5", 5'3". He's a little bit taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I still tell that motherfucker, I don't give a shit how tall you get. I punch you in your throat, your height don't matter. Shit.
I don't give a damn. This motherfucker 6'1", you ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit. Nigga, 6'1", nigga, it's a height.
You ain't getting shit.
No, I mean, it's a height requirement for me to fix your plate. Nigga, 6'1", nigga, you don't get shit fixed for you.
But, you know, I do that because, you know, these kids, They don't have shit else to do but eat, so they'll go buck wild. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason for fixing a plate, because if I don't fix your plate, ain't nobody else going to eat, you greedy little bastard.
I told you.
Your motherfucker will eat everything if you don't regulate it. So that's the reason why I fix plates.
I told mine, because, hell, I'm only 5'10 and about 250 pounds. Yeah, this little motherfucker, hell, he 5'8 right now. He 5'8, he 180 pounds. I'm like, motherfucker, you getting ready to get you a damn job, because...
Goddamn right. Once that weight and height requirement gets met, it's time for you to start putting in work, nigga. Once you get over 160 and 6 feet, nigga, it's time for you to get a job. You got to get a job, nigga. You got to get a job, paper route, some shit. God damn it.
I mean, I understand about them working. I mean, I agree with that, but that's not going to stop me from teaching like late. Don't you just say start working?
All right.
Yeah, nigga.
That's just what mama cool.
Man, I don't know what mama did. My mama didn't.
And if they get married. And they come home for holiday, I'm still going to fix their plate.
I'm not. You on your own with that one. Fuck that. If you got a family, fuck that shit.
What you going to do is this little girlfriend is going to have a rough. She's going to get the fuck out of my kitchen.
That's what the fuck she going to do.
I was just going to
know the fuck she won't. No, she won't.
She
you won't get the fuck out that kitchen.
I swear to God, I would grab you
like, you don't sit your motherfucking ass down. Get the fuck out the way. Baby girl,
go. You can't even say that. Let's go back and archive some shows, because there's been plenty of shows on this motherfucker where you like, ain't nobody that don't live here allowed in my kitchen. Real
no,
bad.
That was Father Time. That was Father Time. That was
you
not
said
me.
It too. You have said
no.
It too, Cass.
Hold on.
You know I'm a quarter. You know it.
And I know exactly what show you're talking about. That wasn't me. That was Father Time that said that. That wasn't me.
I know
me.
The difference between you
I know.
And Father Time.
I know what show you're talking
you.
About because the show that you're talking about pissed me
no,
off.
No, I'm not
because
talking about the brother he, show. I'm not talking about the brother show. I'm talking about it was several shows before that. Where you have said ain't nobody allowed in your kitchen except for the motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, don't come in my kitchen. You said that. Yes, you have.
No. That wasn't me. That was Father Time. Because my thing is this.
I'm going back.
Oh, well, go back. Because my thing is this. Now, if I'm sitting there, and you, first of all, and me and you sitting there, now, let's just say me and Janine sitting there. And, all right, we having Christmas dinner. And he bring his wife over. And you sitting in the kitchen now, after my plate then got fixed and your plate. Well, let's just say, You know, normally the normal thing is everybody used to spread Christmas dinner out when you pass it around, this, that, and other. But if you sitting here, now his wife's sitting right there, and you sitting there talking about, baby, you want some more sweet potatoes. If you don't put that nigga plate down, I'll slap the shit out you.
When my brother comes over for Sunday dinner, I fix his plate.
Okay, and you know what? Now, my mother did that for my uncle. Now, when my uncle came over, she fixed his plate. All right, I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's the difference with my son? My son can't get no plate without his mother. That would be amazing.
If his old lady right there, hell no.
What if you don't like that heifer? You ain't never liked that heifer. This was his choice. You don't want that chick in your kitchen. Come on now.
Nobody fix their plate like they mama.
Now, I mean, Janine is on her own with that one. I'm trying to say it. This motherfucker's grown and got a family. He's on his own. I'm not going to be fixing the only, and you know how I feel about it. I'm not fixing nobody's plate but my man. I mean, shit, I don't give a fuck who else you are. I feel like
you don't care nobody because they meet up like they mama.
I feel like it's disrespectful. To my man fixing
his
plate in his house.
Now, even now, like whenever I go home, and my mother, like, and she know I'm coming home. She know if I call her, I'll be like, Ma, I'll be there Saturday. Now, she's going to make sure she cooks enough for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I walk in, she'll tell me, you know, let's just say she cooks some chicken. Mm-hmm. She will make sure. As soon as I walk in the door. It's some chicken, it's some macaroni and all that stuff. It's food in there. I cooked. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to make me a nice, hefty plate, you know, because she going to make sure, because she know, you know, he ain't no little motherfucker. I done been around him his whole life. I know how he eat. You know, I know that he's not going to make no little bird plate. I know he's going to make a big plate. Now, my old man there, you know, she know he eats. He knows he's going to have him a hefty plate. So she knows she got to cook enough for me and him. But now, I see her fix, and like say if I get there before the food done, I know my old man finna get his plate fixed. Now, after he get his plate fixed, then I know after my old man get his plate fixed, then I go in, and then, you know, then here comes my plate. You know, I'm finna fix me a nice, hefty plate, but I'm going to make sure I know the rules. You know, my mama going to look like, okay, now it's free game. And I done fixed my plate. I done fixed his plate. Now it's free game on the food. Now, me and my brother might be in that motherfucker battling like a motherfucker. Hey, hold on, punk. Don't grab that motherfucker's breath. You know, me and my brother may go to war, but shit, ain't nobody fixing no plate. I'm sorry, man. And look, man, I wish you would. I'd be like, if you don't sit, excuse me, ladies. Excuse me. Hey, you come in the kitchen right quick. You don't sit your motherfucking ass down, I'll beat your ass. Sit your ass down and let that nigga fix his own plate. Hey, boy, get in here and fix your plate.
And that's why your baby brother got baby. You bully. You a motherfucking bully. Shit. You a bully.
I ain't no bully shit.
He a bully. He ain't made his mess. That's all that is.
Okay, look, we just got a dude that started working with us. He's 24 years old. Tell me why, okay, why his mother called me personally. She called the store, but she asked for me, and she said, and I quote, "You better take care of my baby." And I thought to myself, are you fucking kidding me? Now, he's been there, I don't know, maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks now, but now I understand why he is the way he is, because I'm wondering, do she iron his clothes and fix his plate still? This motherfucker's 24 years old, and she called me and said, take care of my baby. No, that's your baby. This is not my baby. I'm not here to babysit. other grown-ass motherfucking people. I'm here to make sure this nigga do the job. You know what I'm saying? So, see, I can't go that far. I'm not finna, I can't do it. That's why I say I stop. The only time I fix plates around here for my oldest is when I cook grown-up food. That's the only time I fix a plate. Any other time, he's on his own. And shit, from this, you know what I'm saying, unless, like I said, if it's something special, the shit that costs a whole lot, like lobster tails and crab legs and shit like that, yeah, that shit's expensive. And if I don't fix this plate, he'll eat everything. So that's the place I fix. Other shit, you
I didn't get a lobster tail.
Nigga don't go buck wild. That's what I tell
you. I didn't get no lobster tails or no crab legs till I was 19 when I went to Red Lobster on my own. Motherfucker was not cooking lobster tails.
We fix crab legs all the time, and then you got to have the little butt sauce with the lemon.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, shit. It's like now, you know what I'm saying?
Some people got lucky.
Don't forget it. My kid's like, did you do the butter sauce?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. A whole stick, baby. A whole stick.
No. Hold on. Let me tell y'all about something. Let me tell y'all something. I went out one time, right? Me, female, and her child. This motherfucker ordered a steak that was bigger than mine. And I'm sitting there looking at this motherfucker like, and this motherfucker, he held the menu like, yeah, I want this. And this motherfucker ordered off the motherfucking rich side of the menu. I'm calling myself, you know, because I got took out to dinner. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm trying to be conservative. You know, I'm going to try to order me a little small steak. This motherfucker look, and this son of a bitch steak is bigger than mine. I'm looking at this motherfucker. I want to punch his little ass in his throat. And you should have seen the way this motherfucker was sitting there eating it. He eats the steak like it is like, damn, nigga, you ordered that? She's bad for you.
You already know. He had a point to prove. He like, shit, this nigga, I don't know this nigga. I'm finna show out.
Right.
That was a point to prove.
All right, I'm finna top him. All right, Marley,
oh,
I started grabbing steak. Marley, I started grabbing steak and throw it on the floor. Just grab it. Just fuck you, nigga. Now what? Now you want to bang, little nigga? You want to bang?
You want to throw them hands?
Yeah, yeah. You want to throw some hands? You want to throw some hands? Get your ass busted, little bastard. But Marley, you had to see the way that motherfucker looked at me. He gave me a snicker, like that's it. Yeah, I will have a filet mignon covered in duck sauce with extra mushrooms and a side of butter. Oh yeah, and two crab legs to go, please. You little bastard.
Oh, man. Y'all something else.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, then the motherfucker tried to order some more lemonade, please. Now, he don't want shit else. He don't want another motherfucker thing. Marley, I had to take control of it. She said, is there anything else? He shook his little, you know how you shake your glass with the little ice cube?
Yeah.
More lemonade, please. I said, he don't want shit else. This motherfucker looked at me like, say what? I beg your pardon. Nigga, you order one more thing, I'm going to take you outside and beat the shit out of you.
I was at the restaurant once, and the lady
said, I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought the little motherfucker was gonna ask, excuse me, do you happen to have any grape papaws? I thought that was coming out of my back.
Yeah, I had to click on the waitress once. She was like, he asked for Sprite, and I said, well, he's not paying for shit. He'll take a fucking fruit punch. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit what he asked for, bitch. I'm the one coming off the motherfucking money at this table. You don't listen to the kid, bitch. You listen to the adult. Crazy.
Oh, why are y'all so harsh? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm harsh. You have to teach the child how to order I mean,
man, I feed that little motherfucker
some water. How do they learn, you know, restaurant etiquette if you don't teach them that?
Motherfucker, I learned restaurant etiquette from McDonald's. What the hell is you talking about? You knew, when we was kids, you knew you couldn't order that Big Mac. Now you messed up and you got that double. Can I get a double cheeseburger?
Yeah,
I guess
we didn't
you
go out
that.
To eat, so we didn't go out to eat, so I didn't get none of that. So I didn't get that until I started doing that for my kids.
It wasn't like we got it on a regular basis. Shit. You knew you be, you done took me out here running around all day. I'm hungry. What we got? Girl, go get that boy a sandwich. You better not. You ain't getting no damn Big Mac neither.
That's what I'm about to say. That's the conversation you have in the car before you even go in the restaurant. I look.
Exactly.
That's all you
got to
do is
okay.
have that conversation.
Right. But now, see, my thing is, this conversation didn't happen. This little motherfucker walked through the door like shit.
Well,
lady,
she didn't give him the nod to say he couldn't order what he wanted. So maybe he
didn't
order what he wanted. Maybe
I tried to get
money.
I tried to get a nod. I was like, hey, hey. Marley, I'm telling you, that little motherfucker flicked that menu open like he was 27. Like he was at a that motherfucker flicked that menu open like he was at a business meeting. Yes. And this motherfucker knew exactly what he wanted. Like I said, yes, I would have a filet mignon with extra butter and extra butter on the mashed potatoes, please. And yes, mushrooms on the steak. Matter of fact, can you have a couple on the side, please? And yes, a nice chill fresca. That motherfucker asked for a chill fresca. I said a fresca. What the fuck is
fresca.
That? A chill fresca. This little bastard. And then looked at me like, are you through ordering? My little petite ass steak, get that. And he, ooh, I can't eat another bite. You little bastard, you don't eat that whole steak. I'll stuff that motherfucker down your mouth.
Oh, man, y'all silly, man.
I got a question now.
I listened to a show, must have been from last week. Did you figure out what happened to that lawyer lady that had that was threatened by her son-in-laws? Well, she didn't know which one she was threatened by.
No, I never heard the I never seen the rest of it. Like I said, it was a strawberry letter, and I had no idea what happened, Marley. I really don't.
Well,
shit.
Push the button, please. Oh, shit, you have a technical difficulty. She's a hoe. I just, you. Anybody ever bring that up again, you need to push the button on their ass.
I'm figuring, Marley, I'm figuring somebody dead. That's just my personal opinion. I'm figuring somebody dead. You done fucked both the son-laws, and you don't know which one the motherfucker baby daddy.
I know my wife will look stupid, my brain right in there.
Right. Marley, a question came to me. A question was brought to me about that. That episode sparked a lot of questions. Now the one question was asked, what if you was like the brother? Like, what if that was your brother and your sister? I mean, your mother and your sisters. What could you say? What would you do?
I'll give you a better one,
Marley. Now, I was asked, what if the roles was reversed? What if it was your mother and she took your wife instead of your husband? I mean, instead of the sisters.
If those were her
husband,
sons.
Yeah.
She took the son of the wife.
Yeah,
so, I mean, just imagine.
Your mama took your
Yeah, your mama that took your old lady. What would you do, Marvin?
Well, at least you know she didn't get pregnant.
I know that, but damn, you know, you can't fuck your mama up, and you would want to. Well, somebody got to get choked up, so this got to be.
Somebody ass going to get whooped if the times get better.
Yeah.
Somebody going to get hit. I ain't going to say it's going to be my mama, but
I can
shit.
Hit my mama, but your ass
now,
is
I can't hit my mama, but your ass is grass. Now, me and you, mama, me and you ain't got nothing else to say to each other, but I'm whooping your ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But then, now what if your mama comes trying to play the mama role? I said get your hands off of her. And you so confused. You like, damn, is you doing this because you my mama or you doing this because you like this bitch?
Well, you know what, then the rules of engagement will start taking place. Like, mama, if you get too damn close, I'm
going to get you my mama for real. Like, that mama shit is out the door.
That's the last thing. I mean, but see, in a man's eyes, you rather run up to Jesus Christ and punch him before you punch your mama.
Exactly. You last thing when you hit your mama. I'm like, oh my God.
Right. So, you know, it's like, damn, mama, you did me like that. I just couldn't say nothing else to her, man. I would just be like, you know what? We just hung on in.
She comes to you and say, well, that's what you get for putting me through hell while you was a teenager, you little motherfucker.
I'm going to start doing some whole shit to her. I will start keying her car up, flattening her tires, putting sugar in the fucking tank. I didn't have all that shit done to me, so.
Man, that got to be a hard, oh, my God. You just sit there like, I mean, you could never sing that mama song. Mama.
Oh, hell no.
Mama, hell no. I love you. You can't even sing the Tupac, dear mama. Dear mama. Fuck you, lady.
Or the Kanye mama song.
Hell no.
Man, I wouldn't want to hear no mama song.
Oh, maybe the Eminem mama song.
Yeah,
that's it. There you go. That's the one I'll be playing. Boy, I'll be playing that motherfucker every day.
Oh, man.
What he tell the Benzino? Slap the fuck out of her. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
Got that right.
I don't know, yeah. That's crazy. But check it out, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. So, we know how we do it when we get to the end. Molly Maul, you got any last words for us, dog?
Good show. And Janine, you can come by Cleveland. Come by and cut my steak up for me tomorrow. You know. Y'all good.
Y'all
good.
Yeah,
but
even grown men want a steak cut.
You know a steak Marty talking about. The old lady ain't home right now. I'm Marty like, yeah, you should cut the steak up, baby. No, I'm talking about.
Have some red pumps on.
Look at it. He's talking about. Marty said, I got this old tube steak for you. Look, you got any last words for us, baby?
Yeah, this is a good show. See, we started off on dedication and got somewhere all the way different.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed myself nonetheless. And I'll be back next week.
Hey, y'all know Sin City is like a Simpsons episode. Y'all ever notice Simpsons episode always start off one way and it ends somewhere totally different? That's Sin City Radio, baby. We may start off talking about the weather, but I'll be goddamn if ain't nobody got a dick in their mouth by the end of the show. All right, today you got any last words for us?
Yes, I'm going to put a announcement out there for all y'all baby daddies in prison that want to call your baby mama and reminisce about shit that happened 10 years ago. Nigga, that even though that was yesterday for you, that was 10 years ago. We done moved on, nigga. All right, that's the end. Have a nice night, everybody. I will see y'all next weekend.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody, listening in via internet. This City Radio, baby. That's how we do it. I'll catch y'all next week. Peace. Yeah.